Their food came, and as they ate, the conversation turned to other subjects. They drove back to Gord 2 hours later, when the daylight was just beginning to run out completely. When Shaw turned onto the small side street leading to Reggie's villa, a man dressed in a black suit and a white t-shirt stepped in front of them, blocking the way. Shaw had to stop so abruptly that Reggie bumped against him and almost slid off the scooter before righting herself. Shaw lifted his visor and eyed the guy. He was only a couple inches taller than Janie, but even through the suit, Shaw could see the guy was wiry, not a gram of fat. The hair was curly, the chin jutting, the eyes focused and missing nothing, the hands strong and nimble-looking. Shaw knew he was right-handed because the shoulder holster was on the left side, under a little bump-out built into his jacket just for that purpose. "Where you folks going?" Pascal asked pleasantly. "I'm taking this lady home," said Shaw. "And since this is a public street, I'm not sure why we're even having this discussion." Behind him, Shaw could see Reggie squirming slightly. He felt one of her fingernails digging into his side. Pascal turned around and stared at the two villas. "Ma'am, are you the one leasing that villa?" He pointed to the one on the right. Reggie didn't lift her visor. "Yes." The man gazed at her, his eyes running up and down from the helmet to her long bare legs. "So you're Jane Collins?" Now Reggie snapped up her visor. "How did you know that?" "The real estate agent was very helpful." "That's an invasion of privacy."
"No," Pascal said calmly. "It's just part of my job."
"What job would that be?" asked Shaw.
"Let's just say I'm in safety management."
"Can we go now?" asked Reggie.
"Sure. I'll just follow you on up and make sure you get in okay."
"I don't think the lady needs any help," said Shaw.
Reggie said hastily, "No, it's all right." Shaw puttered up to the villa, the Vespa's single headlight illuminating the way, while the man followed behind. They could see that not only was the Citroën van back, but there were two large SUVs that had somehow made their way up the narrow streets off the main road heading into Gord without shearing off their side mirrors. The villa had all the lights on inside. Shaw could see shadows pass back and forth in front of one window. They slipped off the Vespa, and Reggie opened the door. The beep-beep of the security system sounded. Pascal had stopped near the scooter, and he nodded appreciatively. "Good thinking, ma'am, using your security system. Can never be too safe."
"Do you want me to come in, Janie?"
Shaw asked, as Pascal stood there watching. She hesitated before eyeing the other man.
"No, that's okay. I'm tired. Thanks for dinner."
She closed the door, and Shaw got back on the scooter.
"Foxy woman," said Pascal.
Shaw had known men in special forces units around the world who looked just like this guy. They could run circles around the tall, bench-pressed muscle jocks. In that line of work, the essential wasn't strength or even speed. It was endurance. The tortoise definitely won in that world. These guys could kick ass with the best, shoot the wings off bees at 400 yards, change plans in midstream, read complicated maps on the fly, employ stealth when it was called for, and steamroll the other side when stealth was all played out. But in the end, it was all about survival. That's why Shaw had never lifted many weights, but had instead run the soles off his sneakers up one side of a mountain and down the other. That, and a good true aim and stout nerves, made all the difference between going home safe or getting wedged in a box for all eternity. He broke free from these thoughts when Pascal stepped next to him and said, "You need anything else? If not, I'd appreciate you moving on so I can secure this area." No overt threat. Very professional, Shaw thought. The guy was good. But then a man named Waller could afford the best. Shaw rode back to his room and phoned Frank.
"Okay," Frank said after Shaw briefed him. "Game on. Keep me posted."
Shaw changed his clothes,
waited another 3 hours, and then headed back out again on foot after retrieving his night optics, which looked like an ordinary camera, from the hotel's safe deposit room. He slipped through the dark streets of Gord. Normally, he would be pleased that the target was in town and on schedule. Even though the villa had been rented and the private tour at Les Baux arranged, plans changed, and there was never any guarantee that Waller would actually show up in Provence. Yet Shaw was not pleased. The target was here, but so was Janie Collins. Shaw suspected nothing good could come out of that.